you for letting us see the house again.
And thank you for explaining to us what escrow means. I've already forgotten what you said, but thank you.
Take as long as you want. Just let me know when you're through.
Okay, thanks. Oh, so glad you decided to come.
Me too.
Yeah, this place is great. I'm so happy for you guys. Although, you know, I hope you like fungus. What? Fungus? Yeah, place is full of it.
No, it's not. We had an inspection and they didn't find anything.
Okay. Then I guess I have dry eyes and a scratchy throat for no reason.
Maybe it's because you hung your head out of the window like a dog the whole ride here.
Maybe. So this is the living room, huh? Oof, it's pretty dark.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding? I think I just saw a bat in the corner.
When your head was hanging out the window, it didn't hit a mailbox, did it?
Maybe. Look, I just think you guys can do better than this house, you know? Or any other house, for that matter.
Oh, Joey. Look, we know you're having a hard time with this, but we love it here.
Fine, okay. If you love this house so much, then you should just live here, okay? I just hope you get used to that weird humming sound.
Joey, we know that's you.
No, it's not.
Hey! Mm. Welcome back!
Oh, I missed you.
Oh, me too.
So what's new?
Well, I'm no longer Phoebe Buffay.
That's great. You changed your name?
Yes, I did. Meet Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
You're kidding, right?
Nope.
You really did that?
Yep.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Why? Why? It's fun. It's different. No one else has a name like it.
All right, then I'm going to change my name.
Great. Okay, what are you going to change it to?
Crap bag.
Mike Crap Bag?
No. No, Mike. No, just Crap Bag. First name Crap, last name Bag.
You're not serious, right?
Yeah, I'm serious. It's fun, it's different. No one else has a name like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, great. If you love it, I love it.
I do love it. And I love your name. I love Princess Consuela.
And I love Crap.
Ow.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Joey. My stupid friends are buying this house. Who are you?
I'm Mackenzie. My stupid parents are selling this house.
Oh.
I hate my parents.
I hate my friends. All right, look, there's got to be a way that we can stop this from happening.
Like what?
What? Oh, okay. You come with me and you tell them that the house is haunted.
What are you, eight?
Oh, okay. Let's say you're a great idea.
I don't have any great ideas. I am eight.
There's got to be a way. I mean, you know, if Monica and Chandler move out here, and now Phoebe's married to Mike, that just leaves me and Ross and Rach. You know what I mean?
I really don't.
I feel like I'm losing my friends.
My parents say I'm going to make new friends.
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy for you. You're young. Me, I'm set in my ways.
This is what my mom was talking about. Whiners are wieners. Look, you want your friends to be happy, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, if moving here is going to make them happy, don't you want them to do it?
Yeah, maybe.
Then you gotta let them go.
Well, I hate to admit it, but you're probably right. How'd you get to be so smart?
I read a lot.
Just when I thought we could be friends.
Oh, hey, Rach. I just heard. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Still don't know my name, do you?
Well, now I don't have to.
Ross, what is taking you so long?
I'm sorry. It's almost as if this wasn't built for a quick getaway.
Rachel?
Mark?
What?
Oh, my God.
How have you been?
I'm fantastic. Do you remember Ross?
Sure, sure. Oh. What's with the chair?
You know, you can't always get a seat on the subway, so.
Clever. So how are you?
Oh, you're not catching me on my best day.
Yeah, a box full of your desk stuff doesn't exactly say big promotion.
No, but it's good. You know, I'm going to take some time off and some charity work.
Are you sure? Because we may have something at Louis Vuitton.
Well, screw charity work. What do you got?
Why don't we have dinner tonight and talk about it?
Great.
Great.
I'll call you.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I got tenure. I told you something good would come along. And he seemed really nice. I've met him before.
Ross, that's Mark from Bloomingdale's. You were insanely jealous of him.
That is Mark?
Yes.
I hate that guy.
Oh.
No. You cannot go to dinner with him.
What? You don't want me to get a job?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's going to give you a job. Oh. Maybe make you his secretary.
Oh.
I'm serious. I just don't trust that guy, okay?
Ross, you know what? Okay, let's talk about it later. There comes security. Oh, I love the street. The trees and the big front yards. And the actual picket fences.
Man, those two dogs are going at it.
Hey, where you been?
Oh, just, you know, looking around. But you know what? This house is great.
Really? What changed your mind?
Oh, well, the little girl who lives here made me feel a lot better about the whole thing.
Joey, there was a little girl who lived here, but she died like 30 years ago.
What?
I'm just messing with you.
That's not funny. You know I'm afraid of little girl ghosts.
Joey, now that you're okay with the house, do you want to go see your room?
What? I get my own room?
You don't think we'd buy a house and not have a Joey room, do you?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, can I have an aquarium and a sex swing?
No.
Why not? I'll keep the tank clean.
After you, Miss Banana Hammock.
Thank you, Mr. Bag. Oh, hey!
Hi,
how are
Rita?
You? Good. Well, Rita's a massage client.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you introduce me?
Rita, this is my husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell her my name?
Okay, I will. This is my husband, Crap Bag.
If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, fine. You made your point. Can you please just be Mike Hannigan again?
Only if you'll be Phoebe Buffay.
How about Buffay Hannigan?
Really?
Yeah. I'm Phoebe Buffay Hannigan Banana Hammock.
Do you even know what a banana hammock is?
It's a funny word.
It's a Speedo.
Oh, crap. What are you thinking about?
Oh, you know. The two dogs.
Hey, is Rachel here?
Nope.
She's still at dinner?
I guess. Why, who's she with?
That guy Mark, from Bloomingdale's. She thinks he's just being nice to her. But I know he really wants to sleep with her.
It's 7 years ago. My time machine works.
We ran into him on the street today, and he said he might have a job for her. But I know he just wants to get into her pants.
So what if he wants to sleep with her? I mean, she's single and he's cute.
Excuse me?
Oh, please. Yesterday on the subway, you couldn't stop staring at that woman with the big breasts the whole time.
For your information, I was staring at her baby. We're about to be parents.
Oh, sorry. Hi, you guys.
Hi, so, how was dinner?
Oh, it was great. Mark is so sweet.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I wonder why. What could that smarmy lech possibly want?
Oh, Ross, come on. He is happily married. His wife just had twins.
Should we send something? Oh.
How did the job stuff go?
He offered me one.
That's great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so much better than what I had at Ralph Lauren. The money is great.
Can we just stop for a second? Who said something better would come along? Huh? You didn't believe me. I told you everything was going to work out. You know what? This calls for a bottle of Israel's finest.
The job is in Paris.
I mean, the soap opera's a great gig, but am I missing opportunities? You know, I've always thought of myself as a serious actor. I mean, should I be trying to do more independent movies?
I don't know. But you know what? I'm gonna put you on with my bear. Hold on.
Hey, Bailey, I need some career advice.